The Stadio Lanfranchi is in the northwest corner of Parma, still in the city proper, but away from the ancient buildings and narrow streets. It's a rugby pitch, home to two professional teams and leased to the Panthers for football. It has canopy-covered grandstands on both sides, a press box, and a playing surface of natural grass that is well-maintained in spite of the heavy traffic. Soccer is played at the much larger Stadio Tardini, a mile away in the southeast section of the city, and there larger crowds gather to celebrate Italy's modern-day reason to exist. There's not much to cheer about, though. The lowly Parma team barely clings to its place in the prestigious Series A of Italian soccer. The team still draws its faithful, though. About 30,000 long-suffering fans show up with Cubs-like devotion year after year, game after game. That's about 29,000 more than generally show up for Panthers games at Stadio Lanfranchi. It has seating for 3,000, but rarely sells out. Actually, there's nothing to sell. Admission is free. Rick Dockery walked slowly across midfield as long shadows fell, hands crammed in jeans pockets, the aimless stroll of a man in another world. Occasionally, he stopped and pressed hard with a loafer to check the turf. He had not stepped onto a field, or a pitch, or whatever the hell it was, since that last day in Cleveland. Sam sat five rows up on the home side, watching his quarterback and wondering what he was thinking.